RSN Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Metro Form Express. They're racing at Sandown tomorrow afternoon here in Melbourne on a heavy eight at the moment. Showers are predicted, and Mark Guest joins us to help us back a winner there. Good morning to you, Guesty.
Good afternoon, Gareth. It's just ticked over 12 o'clock. So anyway, we'll try and find a few winners tomorrow. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty difficult to try and find a winner of every race. They look pretty hard, but there's value. That's all I know.
All right, mate. Where do we start then with your best bets on this program?
Yeah, well, my three best bets aren't going to be heaps of value, but they should run super. Race one, number five, Ranveer. Look, I love the way it's coming along. It's had two jump outs. The recent one, it wasn't extended, one by five lengths. I mean, you could have one reservation. That would be whether he gets through the conditions quite well or winning Rupert out of a California Dane mare. I'm suggesting he will. He's ran super on debut behind Profiteer. He'll be extremely hard to beat. Race one, number five, 225 at the moment.
Then where do we go, Guesty?
Well, the fifth race, number five, Bedford. Bedford's knocking on the door. It's had the two runs back, very fit, handles wet conditions, and it's got a pretty good finish on it. So I think with only 54.5, it'll be a strong chance. Bedford, $3.20 at the moment. Race five, number five.
And then the final of your specials, Mark Guest?
In the last race, number 14, Express Pass, with only 51 kilograms, its effort when resuming at Flemington was very good. It handles soft ground. It might need a bit of luck because it'll be back and near the inside. But if it gets the brakes, well, I can't see it not being in the finish with that lightweight 50-51 for Matthew Cartwright. The value runner on the program, or the best one I thought, was Sig Positano, race 8, number 17. It's $16. I think it should be about $10. So it's got a good chance, each-way chance. And keep a watch on the Lloyd Williams runner, one of his on the day, the Graves, race six, number four. It's kept safe in the betting at 6.50, but I quite liked a couple of its runs over in Europe, so keep a watch on it.
All right, then race six, number four, to Graves there. Lockie King claims 1.5 at 6.50. I think you're allowed to help us out here. James McDonald, the jockey that you manage up there in Queensland, Guesty, apart from Saki, of course, in the Q22, what's his best ride?
Oh, he's got a few good ones. I mean, Ayrton, I think it's going to run super.
Plus Ayrton, yes. Geez, you've done well.
I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And I thought Odium, if it had drawn a gate, the gate makes it a little bit tricky, drawn out rather wide. So I like the way she trialled recently up in Queensland and went enormous. So I can see it running a very good race in a strong Dane Ripper. So that, I suppose whatever does well in this race, they're going to be very hard to beat in 2 weeks' time in the Group 1, the Tats Tiara. Mr. Seawolf having his last run too tomorrow, so it'd be a bit of emotional for some people if he can win.
Yep, he's been a great horse, Mr. Seawolf. There's no doubt about that, Guesty. You're a great man as well. Enjoy your day.
You too, mate.
There is my guest looking at Sandown, racing at Randwick tomorrow. Ronnie Duffus, he's done the form for us there, as he always does for us for the Form Express, Metro Form Express on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Ron.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth.
What races are we betting in there tomorrow in Sydney?
5, 6 and 8. Race 5, number 4, Zing. She was beaten by a couple of bobs in the head there, second up at Rosehill last week. The Randwick mile should suit her right down to the ground where she's won and run second twice at the track in distance. On a quick backup with testing conditions on a soft track again, I think she's awfully hard to beat. Race 5, number 4, Zing. Race 6, I think it's Brutality's day, number 11. He was enormous at Gosford behind Brandenburg and Nudge. Well, we know how that form's worked out. And then it was against him back in distance on a drier track back to 1,400. So back to a mile, wetter track, 53 kilos on his back. It's a competitive race, but I think he's got the edge with that weight pull. And his stablemate in the last, I think, is the better the day here, and number 10, Blondo. Similar sort of situation at Gosford. He was airborne on that standalone meeting first up, being I Am Power. I Am Power's franked that form. He stayed at 1,200 on a drier track last time. He went the fastest last 600 of the day. So now he's on a wet track again at 1400. It's absolutely ideal. So I think he's very hard to beat. In fact, the bet of the day, race 9, number 10, Blondo.
All right, then. Do you have an opinion up there at Eagle Farm on their biggest day of the year, Ronnie?
I like to set up with Cariff in the Brisbane Cup.
Okay.
I think he's been set for this race for a long, long time. He put the writing on the wall with a good second in the Premier's Cup last time. I think he just goes bang straight onto the leader's back here, Knight's Order, and I think it'll take an informed horse to beat him there on Saturday. That's a race 4, number 1, Cariff.
All right, mate. Great stuff. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ronnie Duffacy there. It's the biggest day in Queensland racing tomorrow afternoon at Eagle Farm, highlighted by the Stradbroke. But there's some terrific support races as well at Eagle Farm in Brisbane. And one of the boom horses in this country is Ayrton. And Mick Price, along with Michael Kett Jr., train this exciting three-year-old. Let's hear what Mick Price has to say about Ayrton's chances tomorrow.
But I think you'll get some physical fitness improvement out of him, and you'll also get a horse that applies himself a bit better, I think. So, look, I'm looking forward to him racing Saturday over mile, for sure. And we've got J-Mac on, who has not ridden him, but certainly he's a very strong, aggressive rider, so it will be getting a little wake-up call, I'd say. But, yeah, look, he's in very good order. And I was very pleased with what I saw him working by himself this morning.
So he's $1.75 Ayrton for the Gunsin Classic Race 3 there at Eagle Farm. Saki looks tough to beat in the new race, the Group 1 Sky Racing Q22. He's at $1.50. Let's hear from Saki's trainer, Annabelle Neesham.
Oh, well, just, you know, I'll leave that up to James. You know, when you're fortunate enough to have James McDonald in the saddle, you can always leg him on and you know, take plenty of confidence that you're pretty much assured to be given a good ride. So I'll leave that up to him, but he'll just be ridden where he's comfortable. You know, if they run along a lot and he wants to take a sit, then fine. And if they're not, then, you know, I'm happy with drawn out a little bit, just gives him a little bit of room. But, yeah, I'm sure he's such a big striding, free-rolling sort of horse. I'd be surprised if he's certainly not in the first half a dozen anyway.
The Group 1 for the two-year-olds is the JJ Atkins there at Eagle Farm. The favourite is Converge at $3.30. Let's hear from his trainer, Adrian Bott.
I think certainly they want to have him as told as we did in the size. That was sort of, I guess we had to be back quite far from the draw. So really want to take advantage of the barrier and have himself sort of, have him relatively prominent in the run. I don't think he can be getting sort of too far off him. Obviously, as you saw on the size, you need a lot of luck to go your way, but I still think he can be just as effective being ridden a bit more prominently.
And David Eustace and Kieran Maher have Port Louis at $5 in the JJ Atkins. Here's David Eustace.
You know, he ran a massive race the other day, but we couldn't win from where he was drawn. And I think, obviously, it helps that little bit further with it being a mile, drawing wide. Just got a bit more time to blend into the race. You know, we're going to hopefully get a bit of speed on and that's going to really help. So he's no doubt he's up to this sort of grade. He's just going to need a bit of luck, and Huey's riding out of his skin at the moment. So we're going to need another good ride from him.
Stradbroke Day at Eagle Farm. Let's hear from some of the Stradbroke trainers, including Tony Golan, who will settle up Vega 1.
I think we're probably around about that fourth pair, something like that. We won't probably change a whole lot. We won't be last. We'll probably have, yeah, we might have half a dozen, you know, four or five or something like that behind us. So there'll be a few behind us. We'll try and stay one off the fence and then hopefully ride in for that bit of luck again. He's not a horse we want to expose early. If we look at last year's Stradbroke, one thing we do learn off that is we exposed him really early and even just late, his run just peaked. So this year we'll be mindful of that. We'll be getting up behind them and hopefully Rachel can probe her way through. Similar to Jamie Carr, maybe not leaving it quite as late and get the job done.
So Vega 1 at $6, the favourite at the moment for the Stradbroke. Can the Edmonds do it again and win another Stradbroke? This time they have the Arovian going around for the stable and he's the second favourite at $7. Let's hear from Toby.
Looks to be good speed, you know, and high pressure too. You know, there's quite a few horses that want to get up on the bridle and run a bit. From 11 barrier, I just think I think if Bossy gets into a three wide line with cover, it'd be great. Close to the fence would be greater, but as long as he gets clear ground in the straight, you know, he'll be running on. I think you'll find that the Swoop will be finishing pretty hard in this race on Saturday, and it just maps up pretty good for him, I think.
So $7 there, the Arovian, and that was just Toby Edmonds talking about his chances in the Stradbroke. Now, Philip Stokes will be representing Victoria in the Stradbroke Handicap there at Eagle Farm tomorrow. James McDonald rides, currently at $9. Let's hear what Philip Stokes has to say about Mr. Quickie's Stradbroke chances.
Yeah, I haven't had a real chance to look at it, but it just always looked like the right race for him. And hopefully he can draw in the middle of him. And the big thing with him, he's just got to step and sort of hopefully take up a midfield position and, he can show us that nice turn of foot.
He loves a good track. Is there any fear about what the reports are about the firm surface at Eagle Farm?
Harder the better.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn Hustle goes around in the Dane Ripper. Let's hear from her trainer, Jason Warren.
Well, Craig Williams is riding her this weekend. He rode her at Gold Coast last Monday at the trials that we had there. And it was just good for Craig to have a feel of her. He realised that she doesn't have that early gate speed and just he let her find her feet early. And once she balanced up, she really attacked the line there and just picking up her right galloping lead. And, she'll probably be back in the field, as you know. And look, I'll have to leave it to Craig a fair bit. So hopefully we get our luck.
And Michael Maxworthy has sent through his best bets on Stradbroke Day. He likes the two-year-old that was impressive there on debut, Mayo Tie. This colt by not a single doubt in the first race, so race one, number eight. In race four, which is the Brisbane Cup, he's keen on Knight's Order to win again, so race four, number four. And in the Dane Ripper, he likes race nine, number six. And that is Sweet Deal for John Thompson and Nashra Willer. So that's a look at Stradbroke Day there at Eagle Farm tomorrow afternoon. They're racing at Morpheville in South Australia. Nadia Horn joins us now with her best bets. Good afternoon to you, Nadia.
Good afternoon, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do you think this track will play tomorrow?
Look, we're on the inner track, so it's always hard to come from behind and circle them. Obviously, a big plus to be as close to the rail as possible. And as we have seen at the past few meetings, if you can be, up on pace, close to the inside, that's a big tick. But the three horses we like, race 3-1 Jaguary, but was able to win second up from a break. It won here. That was second up over 1,400. Gets up to 1,550 tomorrow and should be a lot fitter for the run. So we like Jaguary in race 3, number 1, also with the claim. Race 5, pretty keen on number 2, Imperial Hilton. Now that he's been able to gain a start, look, he rated very well first up from a break in a 1,000-metre race at Sandown. He's got a pretty good record. He won on debut in a maiden at Ballarat, and then they took him straight to town. But he ran to pretty much his equal career peak with that win first up, so there might be better things in store. And on the clock, it ranked very well for the meeting. So Imperial Hilton, race 5, number 2. And the other horse we like comes up in race 6, like number 9, Magic Phantom. Now, he was a real eye-catching effort last time out. He probably should have nearly won the race. He was held up for a run on the inside. Senior rider hops on, obviously up a little bit in grade, hence the reason why it's only a kilo and a half over the minimum. But Hermione's always shown the potential to be up to this type of class, and he looks like he can rebound and pretty much hit an equal career peak in this race tomorrow. So the three horses we like are race 3, the 1, race 5, the 2, and race 6, number 9.
All right then, good luck, Nadia.
Thanks, Gareth.
And it's a good meeting at Belmont as well tomorrow. Pete Anson is flying at the moment. He joins us now. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials there at Belmont?
Yeah, it's a good meeting, but it's a really tough betting card. So we'll start in the first with number 6, Express Time. Look, they led with this horse in a trial. Then last start, it sat outside the leader in what was a slow tempo. I'm really hoping that Brad Parnham just takes this thing straight to the front, runs him along at a good speed, and then just kicks clear. It's a very talented horse, but it does need a genuine tempo up front to be knocking off this lot. But it's also a genuine 1,000-metre horse. And, look, I think a few of these, they really want 1,200-plus. So I think things set up really well for Express Time. We're getting a nice price as well, currently $3.90 there on the tab.
I like it. So do you have another one for us?
Yeah, we'll go straight to the feature race as well, the Hyperion. Look, the Velvet King's going to be really difficult to knock off if there's a genuine speed, but it's drawn gate 2. Every chance it sits there in the coffin, and will be relying on a horse like Dance Music to be setting a similar tempo as what it did in the Belmont Sprint. I think KC is the forgotten horse. It wasn't great first up, and I've done some deep diving on this horse, and it just needs a slowish, so an even tempo at absolute best. It's met a very fast race first up. Apparently, there was a heap of improvement to come with the horse physically. I just like the way that it sets up here, and I think it may well get the tempo to suit up front. So for me, I'm more than happy to have something on KC at around that $8 plus range.
I like it. So race 1, number 6, Express Time, and at race 8, number 10, KC, Neville Parnham. You have faith in him tomorrow, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's been going well, Nifty, and I like the fact that Steve's back and riding as well. And I often say that Steve Parnham takes care of a horse every preparation, and one of his favourites would have to be KC.
Love it, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that, Pete.
Beautiful.
And they're racing at Hobart on Sunday. Peter Staples has been good enough to send through his tips. Race 4, number 5, Evelina Rose. And race 7, number 9, Boom.com. So that's race 4, number 5, race 7, number 9 at Hobart for Peter Staples. Tomorrow night at Melts. And I like a couple here. I think race 1, horse number 1, Cool Water Paddy, will be hard to beat. But I think that the perfect Quinella is 1-8. Major Man Bar's going to have a lovely run. Behind Cool Water Paddy there. So one to win from the 8 in the opening race. I think we can make some money there. And then some value in the La Cucaracha, that's race, or the La Cucaracha, that's race number 8. And I like Swiss Miss. I think she can find the top here. Each way price, Karen Manning drives for Andy Gath, $14 and $3.60. So I think she's a terrific each way hope there. Let's hear from a few of the trainers engaged at Melton tomorrow night, including Matthew Craven, who has a couple of chances in race number 2 there. One is It's Major Surprise at $3.60, and the other one is Helgart at $34.
Yeah, it's hard to say, Gareth. Like, similar to last week, she's probably going to end up back in the race and hard to get into it. You know, she went terrific, but she didn't run anywhere. I can sort of see maybe similar to, you know, way last week panned out to this week. So it'll be tough for her, and same for Helgart. You know, the draw is going to be tricky and it's going to be a different scenario to what it was last week. They're running, you know, good races and being consistent, but I sort of see this race panning out that it's going to be a bit tough for them.
All right, then. Barroom Band is a very good three-year-old. He's first up against the older horses in race 6. He's at $2 here for trainer driver Michael Stanley.
As you said, he's first up for 7 months, and he hasn't raced since he was a two-year-old, and we're going into an open class race. So you're right, it is a fair ask. But look, he's been track working here with Iolanta for the last month or 6 weeks, and she's proven herself at the metropolitan level there, winning two of her last three at Melton in the last month. So he'll have the fitness on her side, and you know, I think. As you said, if he can find the lead, he's got plenty of talent, and I'm sure he'll acquit himself really well.
Here's Andy Gath on Swiss Miss.
Well, the market probably suggests Manara Mara is my better chance, but I'm a little bit with you. I think Swiss Miss got really good gate speed. When Karen drove her previously, she was probably going to, if not win, run second in that race before she got a little bit of interference around the turn, and I was pretty pleased with the run last week. Probably ran out of condition the last bit, so she'll be better for this run. So she's got pretty good gate speed. She's got a pretty good record in New Zealand since she's been here. And, yeah, and you know, there's no doubt if she can find the fence first, you know, she'll be right in the race.
So Andy Gass got two there. Manara Mara is the favourite at $3.80, but Swiss Miss, she's still a great price at $14 there in that feature trotting race. And Lamandia looks tough to beat in race number 9. Geez, he's an impressive 3-year-old colt by some beat somewhere. And here's Matthew Craven talking about his chances in that 3-year-old contest there at Melton.
Well, when he actually does run the gate, he tends to relax. So, you know, he'll probably fire off the gate because that's what he wants to do. And then when he seems to find the pegs out in the open, he's sort of happy to drop a bit. And, you know, I'd love to see him do that again. And if he did that, you know, that's you know, going to be a point a long way for him to running well.
So that's Matthew Craven there, and he's at $1.90 and looks tough to beat. Lamandia there in the 9th race at Melton. Anthony has a party, could be in for a big weekend tonight at Shepparton. He's got key chances, and also tomorrow there at the Meadows, and he joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Anthony.
Good afternoon, Gareth.
First race there, mate, at Shepparton. You'll be sending around Diamond Ability in at the semi-final of the Pink Diamonds for the Maiden Greyhounds. And boy, Diamond Ability, she was impressive on debut.
Yeah, no, she showed a great speed. And no, she's going really well. I'm very happy the way she's going.
Do you expect her to win again?
Look, if she can hit the lids like she usually can, she could run a really good race. She's trapped wide today. She had the red last week. But, look, I don't think the wide draw should worry her. Blanc, she can get across, you know.
Yeah, her brother, Untapped Ability, is a lot shorter in the second at $1.22. Geez, he's got plenty of ability.
Yeah, he has, mate. He has. He certainly has. He's boxed well. And, I'll be, you know, a bit disappointed if he wouldn't show a result today. He's certainly got a good box and he gets his chance to show his ability again.
All right, then we move on to Substantial in race number 7 at $4 in that Pink Diamond Sprinter semi-final.
Yeah, look, box 7 is probably the only worry, but he's a huge talent, this dog, and if he can come out like he did last week, he'd be right at the finish.
Could be a big day then for your kennel at Shepparton. Is there a standout?
Look, I like the dog in the 3.
Yeah.
Untapped Ability. I think he's, you know, yeah, going really well.
What about Playlist? Now, he's part of my multi with Dean and Hamish. He's at 2:30 in race 7 at the Meadows tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, he's going really well, feeling good. He's sound. I expect him to run a really good race tomorrow. He's got a good box, so he can show that bit of early speed he's got and hold them out. If he can, well, he should be too strong at the end, you know?
Yeah, so you're confident he can lead all of the way?
Yeah, very confident, really. He's showing in his trials.
Yep.
He should clearly lead, you know? He should anyway.
And Aston Roney goes around in race 5. Can this greyhound win?
With the vacant box inside us, he's a big help. Her only drama, she's hit and miss, but
yep,
she's certainly got a lot of ability as well. And if she's up near the leader somewhere, she could finish really well as well, you know.
Great stuff, mate. Good luck over the next couple of days.
Thank you.
There's Anthony as a party. Georgie Ferrugia, looking forward to the Meadows tomorrow night as we continue on the Metro Form Express. And geez, Playlist, I like the confidence there from Anthony as a party. Get on.
Yeah, and around $2.30, Gareth. So a fair price, I think, for a greyhound of his ability. And I know he's been racing in mixed 3-4s and sort of similar company, but if you sort of really put a magnifying glass to this race, at his best, he should be winning that race. The other one I was keen on, Gareth, came later in the program. Race 12, number 6, a greyhound called Uncle's Girl. She had about 4 starts back from a spell, and she's run really well. I thought her runs have been good. She's won at the Meadows, couple of placings there, and one provincially behind a very good greyhound called Handsome Rhino. So race 12, number 6. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 3, 4, 6, and 8 into 1, 2, and 8 into 2, 4, 6, and 8 into number 7, Christo Bale, to bring us home at the Meadows. And, of course, the Pink Diamond stuff continues tonight at Geelong and also Shepparton.
All right, then. Any specials there at Shepparton and Geelong? Because some of the superstars of the sport are stepping out once again. What was your highlight there yesterday and last night, George?
Oh, probably the two Aston brothers, Aston Fastnet and Aston Rupee. Fastnet actually went a touch quicker this time. That was probably the highlight from Warragul. I thought then the Shimmer Dogs at Ballarat. Shimmer Classic, 21.78. Only a couple of lengths outside the track record, Gareth. And if you watch the race, it was pouring down there at Ballarat. It certainly wasn't conducive to very fast times. And Shimmer Shine, he did everything to lose the race early. Yeah. He missed the kick. He got into trouble and still won. Can't wait to see him next week. Interesting to see how he goes over the 500 at Bendigo. Don't think he's been there over that distance. So they'll probably get a trial in before they have a look. And there's some big money on offer there on Friday, next Friday.
Pink Diamond final night will be some night. Good on you, Georgie.
Good on you, mate.